Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological summary evaluation report on patient Thomas Burke, B-U-R-K-E. It's Thomas Raymond Burke, B-U-R-K-E. Address is 6223 K-I-L-G-O-R-D Court, Magalia, California, 95954. Phone is 660-747-2397. ID is XXX-XX-9273. License is C171631. Mailing address is P.O. Box 1392, Paradise, California, 95967. Date of birth is 01/09/1965, 59-year-old, married. Man, second phone number is 661-203-3735. Email address is trjcburke@gmail.com. The pharmacy is Costco-Chico. It is addressed to Natalie L. Curry, C-U-R-R-Y-F-N-P, Family Medicine Office. Adventist Health, 5125 Skyway, Paradise, California, 95969, 530-872-2000, fax 530-332-1049. The clinical indication is two-year history of progressive memory loss, subparagraph, frequently forgetting where he has put objects, that's object placement, difficulty obtaining qualifying MR imaging, below that, just a history of dysomnia. Dear Natalie, thank you for referring Mr. Burke, who was seen, and the date of this is October 21, 2024. Mr. Burke, who was seen for neurological evaluation, complaining of restlessness at night, and difficulty with recollection. New paragraph. He completed the quality of life questionnaire from the NIH, reporting a decline in cognitive function, indicating having some difficulty in tracking time, reading and following complex instructions, a lot of difficulty planning and keeping appointments, comma, planning an activity several days in advance, comma, getting things organized, comma, remembering where things were placed, comma, remembering a list of errands, comma, and learning new tasks and information. He also reported some difficulty in word recollection, some difficulty having to read instructions several times to understand, more difficulty keeping track of activity if distracted, more trouble understanding if he has accomplished tasks, more trouble remembering novel information, more trouble with activity impairment, some trouble in reactivity to instructions, some trouble with slow thinking, some trouble paying attention or making mistakes. Some trouble with concentration, some trouble planning steps for tasks. There was little difficulty with positive affect and well-being. He reported no fatigue. He did report moderate levels of anxiety, feeling worried about his physical health, feeling anxious, fearful about his future, difficulty calming down, feeling tense, overwhelmed with worry, feeling nervous, and feeling uneasy, as well as gross fidgetiness. Trouble relaxing, with moderate trouble sleeping. He had a few symptoms of depression. He reported moderate levels of discontrol, such as saying things without thinking, having people telling me that he was a loud talker, doing things that others would think inappropriate, difficulty adjusting to unexpected changes, and a hard time accepting criticism from others. New paragraph, he completed the sleep-wake questionnaire, reporting nocturnal arousals up to 2 times, arousals with a sense of feeling cold, restless, or having to go to the bathroom. He reported that sleep onset would take 10 to 20 minutes. He denied nocturnal arousals. He also reported that he felt that his sleep was a waste of time. He reported that he usually sleeps better with a bed partner. He reported that his usual sleep position is on his side. No single position is unusual. He reports remembering dreaming a few times a week. He reported that the dream recall is sketchy. He reported feeling alert when he wakes up in the morning. New paragraph. He gives a history of bruxism, parenthesis parasomnia in parenthesis. He was not a sleepwalker as a child. He reports taking Lamisil at bedtime, Ocuvite, glucosamine, vitamin D3, and a multiple vitamin. New paragraph. The Epworth Sleepiness Scale was scored 2. Out of 24, reporting that he would tend to doze when watching TV, and tend to doze if he was riding as a passenger in a car for an hour without a break. He reported never laying down to take a nap. New paragraph. He also reported having to write notes to himself for to-do lists. He reports having trouble sometimes stopping his thoughts at bedtime, falling asleep, awakening with pain, and feeling tense in the middle of the night or early morning. New paragraph, his general neurological evaluation. Showed generally normal findings. New paragraph, he gave a past medical history of chickenpox. New paragraph, he did not describe any unusual new symptoms, allergies, or adverse reactions. New paragraph, systematic review of symptoms. He reported general symptoms of forgetfulness, headaches, and loss of sleep. New paragraph, EENT. He reports recurrent headaches, impaired hearing, visual flashes and halos. He wears glasses. Endocrine, he reports that he has become colder than before. Respiratory, he denied symptoms. Cardiovascular, he denied symptoms. Gastrointestinal, he denied symptoms. Genitourinary, he denied symptoms. Hematological, he denied symptoms. Locomotor, musculoskeletal, he denied symptoms. Mental health, he reported trouble sleeping and panic episodes when stressed. Neck, he denied symptoms. Neuropsychiatric. He denied a history of paralysis, fainting, spells, convulsions. Psychiatric referral or care. Male genitourinary. He describes one nocturnal arousal. He denies difficulty with painful urination. Hematuria. Dysuria. Decreased urinary force. Recent bladder or prostate infections. Difficulty emptying the bladder. Testicular pain or swelling. His last reported prostate and rectal examination was in 2021. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Sexual function. He denied symptoms. He did not answer questions regarding risk factors for transmissible disease. Personal safety. He does not live alone. He denied having frequent falls. He did report some difficulty with vision and hearing. He has completed an advanced directive. He denies exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. He was born on January 9, 1965. He's 59 years old. New paragraph. Family history. It's called personal family history. His father died from heart disease. Age uncertain. Mother died. Natural causes, age uncertain. He has four siblings, two brothers age 57 and 60, two sisters age 68. One died from cancer. The two brothers are healthy. New paragraph, his wife is age 56 and healthy. He has five children, four daughters, and one son, all healthy. New paragraph, his family history was positive for cancer in a sister. diabetes in a daughter. And hypertension in his mother. He denied a family history of arthritis, asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, heart disease or stroke, tuberculosis, or other serious illness. New paragraph. Education. He has completed high school. New paragraph. Social history and health habits. He is married. He takes alcoholic beverages rarely, 1 to 2 per month. He uses no tobacco. He uses no drugs. He lives with his wife. There are currently no dependents at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. He denied any occupational concerns regarding stress, hazardous substances, heavy lifting, or other. He denies exposure to fumes, dust, and solvents. He does not report any loss from work experience in the last 5 years. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. He denies a history of fractures, concussions, loss of consciousness, serious illnesses and injuries, operations and hospitalizations. He denied any history of transfusion. He did not indicate any history of operations, hospitalizations, or prolonged hospitalization medical care. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, who reports reduced concentration and loss of memory. Head, he denied headaches. Infrequent, intermittent in the back of the head. He denied a history of spells or blackouts or similar family history. New paragraph, neck. He denied a neuralgia, loss of grip strength in the upper extremities, numbness, maybe some neuritis in the shoulder. Neck. He gave a history of some tingling in his hands and wrists. New paragraph. Upper back and arms. He denied symptoms. Middle back. He denied symptoms. Shoulders. He report constant arthritic pain in the left shoulder. Elbows, he denied symptoms. Wrists, he gave a history of numbness with tingling, but no weakness. Ankles, he denied symptoms. Feet, he denied symptoms. New paragraph. His general neurological examination is within normal limits. New paragraph. He gave a occupational history as an oil field worker, developing difficulty sleeping. He described having some rashes at night, he reports a need for sleep evaluation. New paragraph. On September 18th, he completed the dementia icometrics workup of the brain with and without contrast. Subparagraph. This showed no evidence for abnormal contrast enhancement, acute ischemia, acute intracranial hemorrhage, mass effect, encephalomalacia, or malformation. New paragraph, tab. There was nonspecific generalized involutional changes of the cerebral hemisphere with whole brain, hippocampal, and cortical lobar volumes all equal to or less than the first normative percentile. New paragraph, tab. A few punctate nonspecific scattered cerebral white matter T2 flare hyperintensities were identified. Clinically consistent with ischemic, mild, chronic microvascular ischemic disease, possible history of migraine, brain injury, or other etiology. Laboratory diagnostic laboratory was abnormal, showing an abnormal Quest all caps AD detect PTAU217 plasma laboratory study increased at 0.93. New paragraph. The neurofilament light chain NFL in the plasma was also abnormally elevated at 4.05, a finding increased after a neural injury. Elevated levels are present in a number of disease states, including multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, ALS, and traumatic brain injury. New paragraph. The Quest, all caps AD, detect, parenthesis RN, parenthesis APOE isoform in the plasma, showed an elevated E4 value with a normative E3 value for average Alzheimer's risk. New paragraph. The Quest, all caps AD-detect, beta amyloid 42-40 ratio in the plasma was reported to be reduced to 0.148. which is consistent with a high risk of Alzheimer's disease. Diagnostic and present. Thomas R. Burke has historical and clinical laboratory findings suggesting cognitive decline, possibly the Alzheimer's variety, new paragraph. His imaging studies are consistent with diffuse cerebrocortical atrophy, which may be seen with Alzheimer's or other disorders. New paragraph, medical testing suggests increased neurofilament light chain, cytoskeletal protein that may be consistent with neuronal injury of various forms. New paragraph, the basic diagnostic laboratory studies for Alzheimer's disease risk are abnormal with four positive biomarkers. New paragraph recommendations. At this time, we will request additional laboratory testing for the finding of the neurofilament light chain studies and follow-up imaging, including CT PET amyloid imaging studies to exclude Alzheimer's disease directly. New paragraph, I'll see him back with the results of his testing for further recommendations. And sign with my professional signature.